Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey,
Amen. How many of us know that we have our own spiritual well on a day? Amen. For we'll find out that a woman had her own spiritual well. Amen. Now, Jacob's well, hold on to that word well, was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Somebody say it was in the afternoon. Hallelujah, God. This was a time in which, amen, everything was, hallelujah, done for the day. If you've come to about the sixth hour, amen, you've pretty much done, finish all of your hard, laborious work, amen, and you're probably going to draw, amen, up a television and kind of sit down and relax. Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. God a lot of time catches us, amen, not when we're fully alert at our best of the day, amen, but he catches us when we're dry, amen, when we're tired, amen, when we've gone through the trials of life for that day. The Bible says, there come a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Now, why do you think the Bible said that it was about the sixth hour? Well, I believe the Bible said that to, amen, to paint a picture, amen, and I want you to hold on to that picture, amen, that everyone had done everything that they needed to do during the day already. Excuse me, on Saturdays, we as women, amen, we go out and we shop and we do all that we have to do, amen. The men go out and they tend to the yard, amen. They do everything while it's early. They do all that they have to do, amen. And God has brought this to our attention for such a time as this to let us know that God is saying when the sun has gone down, and the hour is dark. This is a prophetic word right now. When the sun has gone down, tell my people, when the sun has gone down and the hour is very dark in their lives, hallelujah, Jesus, I come right at the right time. When things are at their dreariest, when things are at the darkest moment, when you feel as though you've given up, when you feel as though you can't go on, God is still speaking. He said to let you know that that's when I come, when it seems just about that your bucket is empty. Oh, Bashatarobaya, there it is, God. For the woman had to have an empty bucket when she went to the well. The Bible goes on to say that God said to her, hallelujah, draw me a drink. Oh, Bashatarobaya, God, when the bucket is empty, when you're down on E, when you're down on your last reserve, not even a reserve, not even but when the bucket is empty, amen, people would use all of the water before they went to go draw new fresh water. Hallelujah, God. And at the end of the day, at the end of, hallelujah, God, the time of your life when it seems as though, hallelujah, the lights are all out, hallelujah, God, and your bucket is empty, hallelujah, God, somebody may have gotten in your bucket on a day, hallelujah, God, they may have took out all the things in your bucket that gave you your extra fuel, all the things in your bucket that made you live, all the things in your bucket that made you go on, all of the things in your bucket that made you have, oh, Bashata, son of God, all the things in your bucket may have run out and somebody dipped inside of your bucket, the bucket that you carry, hallelujah, Jesus, that gives you the ability to go on in life. Somebody may have gone inside of your bucket and took out all your love, oh, Bashatasan. You know what it's like when you go through that thing and you feel as though you put all your all into it and you end up with an empty bucket and you've given out all your love and nobody has loved you in return. Your bucket of love may be empty on a day. Oh, Bashatarobaya, God. Your bucket of loneliness may be empty on a day. You may have a bucket that goes down to the deepest well. Oh, that bucket of life, if you were to put your whole life inside of an entire bucket, it would say you've been criticized. You've been talked about. You've been slanderized. You've been mocked. walked them. You've been spat upon them. Oh, Christ had a bucket too. We've all got a bucket at the well. Oh, speak Holy Ghost on the day. Oh, it's that call, that bucket of life. Oh, it's the bucket of journey. And God said to let you know on the day that although they slay you, yet will you trust him? Because God's getting ready to fill up your bucket. Although they slay you, yet will you trust in God? God sent me by on Saturday morning to let you know that every tongue that rises up against you to condemn you, they've got to meet Christ. God sent me by to let you know that he's a banner. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he'll lift up a standard against him. The Lord sent me by to let you know on today that your weeping may endure for a night, but he's getting ready to fill up your bucket. God said to let you know this is a prophetic word coming from an apostle of prophecy, that your bucket is getting ready to get filled up on a day. The woman found herself at the well, meeting with God right at the right time. And she was going to the well for something because she was dry on the inside. Somebody say, my sickness is not unto death. There it is right there, God. God said the sickness that you have is not on the death. Because God's getting ready to fill up your bucket with something called healing. This is a faith healer on the line. And the faith healer came by to let you know I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of the saving of the soul to salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It can heal the body and save the soul. It can raise the dead and make you whole. I came by to let you know that there's nothing wrong with a little bit of faith healing. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of trust in God. There's nothing wrong with having the faith of a mustard seed. Can get your bucket filled up on a day. And the word is very clear on a day. Fill up my bucket, Jesus. Fill my bucket, God. I need to be dipped inside the water of living life. And God told the woman, if you knew who it was that was asking you to pour them a drink of water, you would have done it a long time ago. You would have did it before I asked. You would have came to me a long time ago. God is saying on a day, if you know who's able to fill up your bucket while you're at the well of dryness, you would have did it a long time ago. What are you saying would have did it a long time ago? God said to tell you that you would have trusted in him a long time ago. God said to tell you that you would have believed in him a long time ago. If you ask anything in God's name, believe in him that he is able to do it. If you ask God in anything, in Jesus' name, he'll turn the tide and he'll fill up your bucket. That's the message on the day. Fill up the bucket, O Lord. Oh, Bashata son. And Jesus said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me a drink. Oh, Bashata son of God. If you knew who was on the line on the day, you would have said, oh, Bashata son of God, give me a drink a long time ago. And Jesus said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall never thirst again. You'll never thirst again. Go to God to fill up your bucket. Go to God and ask him to fill up your bucket. Your bucket of life is low. Your bucket of life is dry. It's crumbly and shattering. But I serve a God, and you serve a God, that'll give your bucket an everlasting life. It'll be like a water flowing over. And God said, whosoever drink of this water shall never thirst again. It's called the water of life. That's springing up into everlasting love. And the Bible declares, and John saw saw a river going before the throne of God, a river that was so crystal clear that it gave off the reflection of light. You can see right through the river, a river that's crystal clear. It's like walking on glass. It's like walking on a reflective mirror that says this too has to pass. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give them, they'll never thirst again. This is just a little nugget for today. Oh, Bashatatsana. But the water that I give them, God said, it'll be for them, it'll be a well that'll spring up, in the everlasting life, oh, magnify God, all the lands, enter into his court, with thanksgiving and praise, knowing that God is able, to do exceedingly, and abundantly, above all you can ever ask or think. God said, woman, believe me, the hour that has come, oh, Bashatasana, if God has told you something to believe, if he said, man, believe me, if he said, woman, believe me, you can believe that, oh, Bashatasana, God is saying, man, believe me on a day, woman, believe me on a day, that I'm filling up the bucket even right now. I feel the flow going out right now, the flow of the Holy Spirit ministering to your situation, the flow of the Holy Spirit ministering to your heart. Some of us just need peace inside of our buckets. We can get through that thing if we just had peace. Sometimes you can't change what has happened. You can't do it. But there's no need to cry over spilled milk. Some of us have milk that's been spilled on the floor. But God is saying on a day, I'm giving you a bucket full of peace. I'm giving you a bucket full of joy. I'm giving you a bucket full of long suffering. How do you make it through the endless night over the things that you have no ability to control? For the scripture said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For God is looking for such to worship him. The message is very clear on today. Oh, Bashatarobaya God, that everybody has a bucket. And even though, hallelujah, God, your bucket may be empty, God is filling up your bucket even right now. God is giving you peace on the day. Peace is the prophetic word on the day. God sent out your peace from the four corners of the earth. Oh, in every nook and cranny, every dry place, God. And God is saying on the day to remind you that although the milk has been spilled, it does not mean you can't make it through, because I give you something called peace. Jesus said, this peace I give to you that man cannot take away, but I give you peace everlasting, and this is the well that's springing up into everlasting life. If you knew what you needed on a day, you would have asked God a long time ago, give me just a little bit of peace. Oh, Bashatasana, God. How we lift you up, God. The message is so very clear. Hallelujah. Everybody has a spiritual well, God said on a day. Hallelujah. And even though your bucket is dry, you can always go to the well that's flowing with living water. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez, and this is the Healing Ministry Network. Amen. This is healing. The healing. Excuse me. Hallelujah, God. Oh, I just thank God even right now. I glorify God even right now. Sometimes when you, hallelujah, try to get away from, amen, and go right into, hallelujah, what you want to say, sometimes you just have to stop and give God honor and glory to the true and living God. Amen. This has been the Miracle Network Church. Amen. We just bless the Lord even on today. We magnify him with our soul even on today. We glorify him with all every being that's within us even on today. Amen. Like I said before, I'm your host, Pastor. I have been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. Amen. And check out the website, AlyssaNarvaez.com. I do have a book that will be coming out in the spring of 2015 called 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. It takes you into the heart of the Father from a prophetic insight. And so even as we lift up God on the day, we do have healing crusades, amen, that are sweeping the land. Check it all out on the website, AlyssaNarvaez.com. That's A-L-L-Y-S-S-A. Narvaez, N-A-R-V as in Victor, A-E, Z as in Zebra, AlyssaNarvaez.com. May the grace of God be with you on today. God bless you, and bye-bye. Thank you.